Miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Grant, Ed and Ash? Download the Today FM app and get the catch up podcast now.
Ladies and gentlemen, 104.1.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
Today FM.
Hey, this is a special edition of our podcast. It's an Ask Me Anything special with
our Doomsday Prepper. This is something you wanted, Granny.
Yeah, because I'd been aware of them in America. The Doomsdaying was a thing.
Yeah, they had the big trucks and stuff.
Yeah, and they like stockpile weapons and tin food.
Which sounds a bit crazy, but this guy I found quite interesting.
Yeah, and he's an Australian, and his reasons kind of almost make sense.
Yeah, I mean, where do I sign? I'd be the worst Doomsday Prepper. Too lazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, enjoy the Ask Me Anything. Love you guys.
Ask me anything.
I got a question for you.
I got to ask you.
Guys, when there's an apocalypse or a nuclear war, are you going to know what to do? Are you going to be okay?
No. I'll just cry at home.
Yeah. Because the idea does, I don't know if that'll help you. It does sound extreme, but there are groups of people who plan for such events like the end of the world, and they're called Doomsday Preppers, right? And I thought that this was just wholly an American thing where kind of out there people from the south of America stockpile guns and tin food. But no, there is indeed an Australian groups as well. So in the latest of our Ask Me Anything series, I thought it'd be cool to chat to an Australian Doomsday Prepper. So we welcome Nick Sace from AustralianPreppers.com. Good morning, Nick. It's great to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell me, why is this a thing?
You know, it's weird. I think people feel that they don't have control to a certain degree. You know, especially when it comes to media, you see a lot of things happening overseas, a lot of things happening between Iran and America or North Korea and America, and people want to feel to some degree that they can look after themselves.
So this is where it's come from for you. You're like, I can't control what all these people who run the world are doing, but I can control my house. I can make sure I'm good.
Yeah, to a certain degree, you think, you know, a lot of people say, oh, so you can survive an apocalypse or a nuclear war. We know we can't.
Mm.
If it comes down to a nuclear war, there are very, very few people that are going to survive something like that. Mm. But we can at least be prepared for maybe a boots on ground war, you know, if we have an invasion. Take that as maybe the benchmark, you know, the highest benchmark we have. So when something else happens, especially in Australia with our climate and the way it is, if it's a bushfire or a flood, we're also prepared for that. So it almost cascades down so you can use it, you know, prepping in different scenarios.
A friend of mine has a saying that society has a glass jaw. It doesn't actually take much for things to go catastrophically bad quite quickly. So you've seen even on the mornings where there's fog, all right, airports are in trouble, there's traffic chaos and that type of thing. And I know that's a very small example, but I think what you're saying is if you take a large event multiplied, basically when none of us are prepared to do anything except look at our phones and hope for the best.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, you see it. We actually saw it, I think it was in North Queensland just recently. They had a few power outages.
Mm.
The shops were empty in no time at all.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
the first thing that
happened.
That
does scare me.
So let's get to the prep. Talk us through your situation. So what have you got? What have you got ready? What does your setup look like?
Look, one of the most important things is that if it was ever to hit the fan, you're going to need your water. You're going to need your food. So we have, I wouldn't say it's an abundance of food, but when you have, you know, a lot of rice stored away, you have dried beans, those things last forever.
Mm.
And it doesn't cost you a lot of money.
So how long could you, if tomorrow no food, no water available, how long could you live for going off what you've accumulated?
At home, 3 months.
Mm-hmm. And do you have to have a bunker of some sort, or do you have locations that your fellow preppers can go to as a group?
Yeah, we have locations. So we don't have a bunker as such. You know, it's hard enough to put up a fence in Australia without the government coming down on you. But, you know, we've got places like, you know, really deep car parks. If it was ever to be to that degree where you have to get underground.
Gotcha.
But most of our prepping has to do with going bush.
Oh,
really?
So you practice going bush and living off the land? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, cool. but we factor it in almost as, you know, like a camping trip.
Okay.
Who's we?
Oh, we've got there's a small group of us that
sort of
work together.
So when you go camping, do you take any supplies with you?
Mostly no. We'll take nothing at all. We have buried caches out in the bush of food and supplies.
Yeah, this is cool.
How cool is that, right?
Barry, how long does KFC last underground?
Not long enough, unfortunately. Okay.
So you go out with little supplies and what do you do in the bush? What kind of things do you have to do to survive?
Well, instead of going out there with a tent and a sleeping bag, we'll build that shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going out with bottled water, we'll purify our water using the caches we have or using, you know, alternative methods. The same type of thing when it comes to food. You forage. You know, you may hunt for your food as well.
Have you ever caught and eaten something that you've hunted for in the Australian bush?
Oh, yeah, and it's gross.
Really?
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
What was it?
Oh, a lizard was probably one of the worst.
What type of lizard was it?
I think it was a water monitor.
A water monitor.
Yeah,
they're the worst. They're so tough and stringy.
Oh, gosh.
So Bear Grylls makes it look so easy. So it was horrible, was it?
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. I think it was terrible because you know what it is.
Yeah, what do you think the most, if you had to rank the taste, what do you think the most delicious native animal would be?
Kangaroo, surely.
No, oh,
yeah, probably would be a kangaroo.
I reckon a koala's rump looks nice.
Leave the koala in the tree.
This is just survival. End up with syphilis of the mouth or something.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Hey, mate.
What, mate, when you see, look, I'm only going to reference movies here because that's my only reference point, but when the world goes, you know, to SHIT and people go crazy and supplies are low, it tends to be, you know, you have to fight for your own survival. So are you prepared for the fighting aspect of it as well, like whether it be guns or?
No, we don't. We look, really, when it comes down to that where you're going to have to fight to survive, you want to be as far away from that as possible. We call it almost the, so if we were to leave our homes in a bad scenario and we have to go bush, before you get there, you're a grey man. What you try to be is a grey man. In other words, you have to look like a bum, really. You've got to look like you have no supplies. You're as desperate as the next person. But in reality, you actually have somewhere to be.
Wait. So let's just say that people are panicking, people are rushing the shops and doing all that. Would you do like a fake run at the shops as well so people don't go, wait a second, Nick's really calm, I'm going to follow him to his cache?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you and your group practiced being panicked?
Oh, have you looked at me? I always look panicked. Really?
That's very.
But you're wearing camo now. If I saw someone wearing camo, so, I'd be like, yeah, they know
like,
what's
follow
up.
That guy.
And those boots look too professional, man. You need to get some Crocs.
Yeah.
What happens when you tell people what you're into? What's the general reaction to being a doomsday prepper?
They go straight for the American version.
Yeah.
And they think you're a nutter.
Yeah, but nutters don't know they're nutters. So if you were crazy, you would have known, Nick.
Yeah, good point.
Can I tell you something? In terms of on the nutter scale, right, you're not on it.
No.
Well, I've met people from Married at First Sight. They're nuts, right?
Yeah.
Because they have got no plan for their life. You sir, have a plan. You're not a nutter at all. This is a scenario that may or may not take place, so why not be prepared?
Well, that's right. It's just, it's logic, right? It's self-preservation to a degree.
Have you got kids? Have you got a family?
No.
Okay. I'm interested if people in the doomsday prepper community have got kids, that the kids get involved and stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, people in our group do have kids, you know, ranging from 18 years old, which isn't really a kid anymore, but going all the way down to 2 years old.
Wow.
Okay.
One question is, how do you know when it's over? Like, how do you know when it's clear and you're good to come out of the bush from your remoteness?
We have, you know, we're always carrying a radio, two-way radios. There are some people out there with ham radios as well. So it's a communication thing. You need to keep your ears, you know,
like a network.
Ears to the ground.
Yeah.
Nick, it's fascinating. From Australian Preppers, head to australianpreppers.com for more info. If you had to, let's just say it was all going to pear-shaped, and you had to save one celebrity, who would you take with you and what would you think would be their useful skill?
I think it would be Grant.
Yeah. What?
Because, you know, if we need to get away with a car really quick, Grant.
Yes! I'm your getaway driver from the trouble.
I can probably make hummus from foraged ingredients from the
That's
bush.
True.
All right, I'll
Ed,
take
we can eat
yeah,
you first.
We're all going.
I look like Katie Lang. Does that help?
No.
Might get us across the border. Nick, it's
Thank
a pleasure.
You,
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Grant, Ed and Ash? Download the Today FM app and get the catch-up podcast now. Ladies and gentlemen. 104.1.